We don't know how old Mary is, but one thing is for sure, she is not that young teenage girl that we find earlier in the gospel. Mary stands at the foot of the cross with two other women who have the same name. John the Apostle is there too. And on the cross is our Savior. And it's at this point that Jesus says, "Woman, behold your son." She had watched as they had beat him. She had watched as they walked by and slapped him and cursed him. She saw her son being tortured to death. And she could not do one thing to help him. How much can a mother take? How much can a mother stand to see? Yet Jesus said, "Woman, behold your son." And I'll be honest, at first this puzzled me. Had she not seen enough? Had her eyes not seen the brutality that her son was enduring? She had seen his pain and torture. She was watching as his life was slowly coming to an end. Yet maybe, just maybe, Jesus wanted her to see a little bit more. Maybe, just maybe, he wanted her to take a look at the cross and not see him as her son. He knew why he was there. He knew the significance of his crucifixion. Maybe, just maybe, he wanted her to know it too. Maybe he wanted her to view the sacrifice that was being made for her sin. Maybe Jesus was giving her a new earthly son because he wanted her to see him as more than a son, but as a Savior.
Yes.
She was highly favored of the Lord. She was privileged above all women who had ever lived in that she was chosen to bear the Messiah.
Yes.
But Mary was also just a human.
Yes.
And just like you and me, just like all of humanity, she needed a Savior.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
She too needed to see and believe upon the power of the cross.
That's right.
We sing about the power of the cross, don't we?
Yes.
Isaac Watts wrote a hymn that we all know. At the cross where I first saw the light.
Mm-hmm.
And the burden of my heart rolled away.
Mm-hmm.
It was there by faith. I believe. Receive my
sin. Mm-hmm.
And now I'm
happy.
I'm happy. I am happy all the day.
Mm-hmm.
Woman, behold your son. Ladies and gentlemen, that is his desire today. Jesus wants every man, woman, and child to behold the Son.
Yeah.
He wants them to look to the cross and the precious blood that was shed. He wants them to all come to faith, believing on Him as their personal Lord and Savior.
That's right.
He wants everyone to realize that apart from Him, we have no hope.
Amen.
He is the only way. Yeah. If we are to be saved and reconciled to God, we must come by way of the cross.
Yes.
If you have never believed in Christ and the finished work of Calvary, I'm telling you this morning, Jesus desires for you to look upon Him today.
Yes.
Look at the cross and the sacrifice that was made. Look at the hope that is offered to you through Christ our Lord.
Yes.
Behold the Son of God that has taken away the sins of the world.
Mm-hmm.
He died for Mary. But praise God, He died for me. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But there's one other element that's in this. And that's this. Jesus was dying and He was leaving behind His mother. He was despised and rejected. But He didn't want her to feel that way.
Amen.
He wanted her to be loved. He wanted her to be cared for. And who was going to do that? Who was going to see to her needs? Jesus looked down from the cross and He sees His mother. And He sees John standing next to her. And He cries out from the cross, "Woman, dear woman, mother, behold your son." Mom, do you see John over there? John's going to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do all the things that I can't do for you anymore. He's going to make sure you're okay.
Yes.
Hey, John, do you see my mother? Yeah, she's yours now. Take care of her after I'm gone.
Yes.
Do for her what I would do if I were here. And you know what Scripture says? From that hour on, the disciple took her into his house.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard it preached and I've read that Jesus is honoring the family relationship here. And I believe that that is true. I believe that Jesus honors his mother here by ensuring that she is taken care of as she ages. It's a beautiful picture that deserves more time to expound on than we have here. But there's one other thing that I think is really important. There's another aspect that I believe is key here. And that is simply this, that immediate obedience to Christ's command honors God.
Amen. Amen.
John took Mary into his household from that hour on. Can I ask this morning, what would the church look like? What would the world look like if we had the obedience of John?
Amen.
The obedience that listens for the command of Christ and immediately takes action without asking why.
Amen.
I believe that Jesus' words to John still echo to the church today. Behold your mother is a call for us to not question the command of Christ, but rather to simply say yes.
Amen.
Where you lead, I will follow. Where you send, I will go. Church, do you want to honor God today?
Yes.
Look to the cross. It's there our redemption is found. And it is there that our call to obey the commands of Christ are found as well.
Mm-hmm.
Woman, behold your son. Church, behold your Savior. John, behold your mother. Church, behold your divine call.
Amen.